啊，有些时候我们在解释圣经呢，啊，那有的人认为啊，这个圣经啊有灰色地带啊，但是随人啊怎么解释，你爱怎么解释就怎么解释。
Sometimes when we are interpreting the Bibles, for some people they may think that there are certain portions of the Bible which consists of the gray areas, and you can, and it can be interpreted as and when a person likes to.
啊，其实啊不是这样子。
But in actual fact, it is not so.
因为圣经呢是要让人明白知道的。
Because the Bible is to allow one to understand the truth.
那我们只要是以一颗很谦卑受教的心啊，还有一颗对神应许的认识。
So if we had a heart of humility and a heart of wanting to be taught, and if we want God to allow if we want to pursue after the words of God.
那圣经啊是要教导人学义。
Because the Bible wanted man to learn about righteousness.
只要是我们不知道怎么去学义呢？
If you do not know how to learn about righteousness.
因此圣经呢一定是能够让人了解的。
And the Bible will allow one to know about, to understand this righteousness.
那下午我们要来探讨一个主题啊，就是与基督作王一千年。
So in this afternoon, I would like to talk about a theme known as to reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
我们请看启示录二十章。
Let's read the Bible, Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
我又看见一位天使从天降下，手里拿着无底坑的钥匙和一条大链子。第二节。
Verse 2.
他捉住那龙，就是古蛇，又叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆绑一千年。扔在无底坑里，要将无底坑关闭，用印封上，使他不得再迷惑列国。等到那一千年完了以后，必须暂时释放他。第四节。我要看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神知道被斩者的灵魂和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上做过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。第五，这是头一次的复活啊！这边有很多复活，所以请大家注意一点啊，注意看这个复活。
So there are a lot of resurrection here, so we have to pay attention as we read.
那其余的死人还没有复活，只等到那一千年完了。第六，在头一次复活。有份的、有福的、圣洁的，第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。啊，这边提到啊，很多的一千年。
So here it mentions a few times about the millennium.
啊，那一般基督教他们称为千禧年。
So what the normal Christian world they would call this as the millennium.
啊，当然圣经没有千禧年这个字。
But the Bible doesn't have the term millennium.
好像圣经也没有三位一体这个字。
Just like the Bible doesn't have the term Trinity.
啊，只是人们想要用想尽办法来解释圣经上的观念啊，圣经上的教导啊，所以就发明很多新的名词。
Because men trying to interpret what is written in the Bible, which is why they use different terms such as Trinity and Millennium to try to explain what is in the Bible.
啊，其实也不一定要再发明新的名词啊，因为圣经，我们就用圣经的话去了解圣经的话，这样子应该就够。
In actual fact, we need not have to invent any new words, but all we need to do is to read what is in the Bible and use what is in the Bible.
啊，那我们下午所要讲的重点啊。第一个重点。
So there are a few main themes I want to talk about in the afternoon. So one, the first main theme is
啊，就是什么叫做与基督一同作王
？What do you mean by to reign with Christ for 1,000 years？
那第二个重点
，the first main theme，
这一千年与基督作王一千年是什么时候开始的
？So when is the beginning for us to reign with Christ for 1,000 years？
那将要在什么时候结束
？And when is it going to end？
那这个对我们今天的生活上，有什么意义
？And what has this got to do with our daily life？
好，那我们先来看啊，探讨这个与基督一同作王。
So we shall see what is to reign with Christ。
当我们信耶稣以后，就是与基督一同作王啊。
And after believing in Christ, we can be deemed as one who has reigned with Christ。
我们受洗以后，就是与基督一同作王。
The moment that we got baptized, we started to reign with Christ。
来看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
那第七节。
Verse 7. For he who has died has been free from sin.
啊，第八节到这个十一节。
From verse 8 to verse 11.Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
再来请看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
11节。
Verse 11.
还有12节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 11 to 12. This is a faithful saying, for if we die with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us.
所以从这两个处圣经里我们都知道我们受洗以后就是与基督一同复活。
So from these two verses, we know that the moment that we have been baptized, we have resurrected with Christ.
然后也要与基督一同作王。
And we started to reign with Christ.
因为这是神的应许。
Because this is the promise of God.
所以我们什么时候开始与基督一同作王
？So when did we start reigning with Christ?
当然就是受洗的时候。
It's the time that we got baptized.
因为根据罗马书第六章那边所记载的就是。受洗以后就是与基督一同埋葬一同复活
because in recorded in Romans chapter 6 it mentions that the moment we got baptized we died with Christ and we resurrected with Christ
那我们刚所读的启示录二十章启示录二十章第六节
in Revelation chapter 20 verse 6
第二段话
the second portion of verse 6
就他们必作神和基督的祭司并要与基督一同作王一千年说我们受洗以后就是与基督一同做祭司的，
所
以要做基督的祭司。
The second part says that they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and they shall reign with him 1,000 years. After we have been baptized, we become the priests of God.
那什么时候我们开始做基督的祭司呢
？So when did we become the priests of God？
那请看启示录的第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章的第五节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 5.And from Christ Jesus, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood.
第六节。
Verse 6. And has made us king and priest to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
所以这边说啊，神爱我们啊，基督耶稣爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
Here it says that Christ Jesus loved us and washed us from our sin in His own blood.
然后呢，又使我们成为国民啊，成为他父神的祭司。
And He made us kings and priests to His God and Father.
所以我们当祭司，就要从我们受洗用基督宝血洗去我们罪以后，让我们脱离罪恶的那个时候，我们就成为国民啊，成为父神的祭司。
So the moment that the Lord Jesus Christ, the moment that we baptize and wash our sins.In Christ Jesus' blood, He has made us king and priest to His God and Father.
所以我们什么时候与基督开始做王
？So when did we start reigning with Christ？
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
结果从我们受洗以后。
It is from the moment that we get baptized.
那我们受洗，当然每一个人受洗时间都不一样。
Of course, every one of us baptized at a different time frame.
但是，假如要推到说受洗的来源是从哪里来，就是从耶稣基督而来。
So if we were to look at The origin of baptism it stems from Christ Jesus.
那没有主耶稣基督被钉十字架，
因为没有。
假如没有主耶稣基督被钉十字架
，If Christ Jesus was not nailed on the cross，
没有他为我们流血而牺牲
，If the Lord Jesus Christ did not shed His blood and sacrifice for us，
那就没有洗礼呀
，There will not be baptism，
也就没有救恩呐
，There will not be salvation，
也就没有我们这些外邦人呢，今天会坐在这里听道理呀
，And we as a Gentile will not be able to sit here and listen to His sermon。
所以这样总括起来。与基督耶稣作王一千年，也是因为基督耶稣的功劳啊。
So in summary, to be able to reign with Christ, it is all because Jesus Christ Himself.
但是那一点就是从我们受洗开始。
So the moment that we start to reign with Christ is during the time is immediately after baptism.
因为我们受洗以前呢是跟基督完全没有关系的。
Because before baptism, we do not have any relationship with Christ.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
我们受洗以前呢，是与神为仇敌。
Before we got baptized, we are enemy with God.
跟神的约呀是没有份的。
We do not have a part with the covenant.
当然，我们不认识耶稣啊。
Because we do not know God Himself or Christ.
但是我们受洗以后。
But after baptism,
我们就脱离罪恶。
We have been free from the bondage of sin.
然后我们就要权柄，能够成为天国的国民。
And we have the power to become the citizens of the kingdom of God.
能够成为神福音的祭司，福音的祭司就是宣传福音的。
And we become the preachers of His word.
啊，那与基督耶稣作王是什么意思
？And what do you mean by to reign with Christ?
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章。
Matthew 19.
十九章二十七节。
Matthew 19 verse 27。
马太福音十九章二十七。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 27。
彼得就对他说啊，看呐、啊，我已经撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要得着什么呢？再请看二十八。
Verse 28。
耶稣说啊，我实在告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人到复兴的时候，人只坐在他宝座啊荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上审判以色列十二个支派。那我们再看回来启示录二十章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 6 verse 20.
第四节、啊、
Chapter 6 verse 4.
二十章第四节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 4.
好，你念。
20 verse 4. And I saw thrones and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Christ, to Jesus, and for the word of God.Who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
那启示这边诶提到有几个宝座。
So in Revelation chapter 20, it mentioned a few judgment seat.
那马太福音十九章那边所记载的啊，耶稣告诉彼得说啊，跟从我的人将来在复兴的时候，他也要坐在宝座上啊，那审判十二个支派。
So in Matthew chapter 19, it's also talked about.Jesus told them that in regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of glory, you who have followed me will also sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
So, 我们要做王要做什么？就叫审判以色列的十二个支派。
So, if we were to reign with Christ, we are to judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
So, 我们做王并不是享受用的，不是享受。
So, if we were to reign with Christ, we are not enjoying ourselves.
我们做王是要与基督一同审判十二个支派。
As we reign with Christ, we are actually judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
那今天对我们来讲有什么意义呢
？So, for us today, what is the meaning of this in our life?
那十二个支派跟我们也没有什么关系，那是以色列人呢、啊。
Because this 12 tribe of Israel has no relationship with us.
但是我们做王就是一同审判。
But if we will reign with Christ, we are also judging with Christ.
好，请看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
啊，哥林多前书，对不起，哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3。
哥林多前书第六章啊，哥林多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6。
第六章的第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 6。
啊，念到第三节。
First 1-3。Dare any of you having a matter against another, go to the law before the unrighteous and not before the saints?Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life?
啊，所以我们圣徒就要审判世界的。
So as saints, we are going to judge the world.
就是做王啊，王就要审判的。
That means that you are going to be a king and you are going to make judgment.
好像以前所罗门王啊，在审判他的百姓一样。
Just like King Solomon he is making judgment.On his citizens.
那我们今天要审判世界。
So today we are supposed to judge the world.
那事实上我们有没有在进行审判的工作呢
？But have we do the work of judgment?
当然有啊。
We did.
我们只要是没有进行审判工作的话，第一个我们是非就不用分了。
If we have not done the job of judgment, then we will not be separating what is true and what is false.
今天假如我们跟那些犯奸淫的人啊说，你这样犯奸淫是不对的。这个就要审判了。
So today, if you were to tell those who have committed adultery, say and tell them that you have committed adultery, you have made a judgment.
你说谎话是不对的。
and you it is wrong that you cheated or a lie.
你伪造证据、伪造文件是不对的。
And you have tampered the proof, and this is wrong.
你骄傲是不对的。
And you are proud, and this is wrong.
嫉妒是不对的。
Being envious is wrong.
懒惰贪食是不对的。
Being a greedy man as well as a lazy man is wrong.
那为什么我们知道这些都不对呢？
Why is it that we know all these are wrong?
因为我们与基督一同作王啊。
Because we reign with Christ.
我们这些都是从基督那边 听来的。
All this we receive from Christ Himself.
因为我们坐到他旁边呢。
Because we are sitting beside
him. 跟他一起做王。
To reign as king with him.
他讲什么我们都听到了。
So we listen to whatever he says.
他说对我们就说对。
Whatever he says is right, we agree.
他说不对我们就说不对。
Whatever he says that something is wrong, we agree.
这个就是与他做王啊。
So we are reigning with him.
所以我们今天所做所说只要是跟圣经一样的话跟耶稣基督的心意相符合我们就是与他一同作王
So today in whatever we say and in whatever we do and it is according to the Bible then we are reigning with Christ
那只要是我们认同外面的那些非法的行为认同的话那我们就是没有与基督一同作王
But if we go according to what is in the world and we agree with what is what are the lawlessness that's practiced in the world then we are going againstWhat is in the Bible?
所以主耶稣基督说了，他来也不审判这个世界。
So when Jesus Christ came, he says that he did not come to make a judgment on the world.
审判的是他所说的道啊，那个会审判世界，那个会审判人的。
So what will judge the world is the word that he has spoken. That is the truth.
那一样的，我们也是不审判这个世界，我们所审判的就是神的道理呀。
So likewise, we do not judge the world, but what is what judges the world is the word of God.
所以我们说对跟不对。对错啊，我们的是非是基于圣经的道理，基于耶稣基督的话。
So whatever that is righteous, whatever that is unrighteous, everything has been expounded in the Bible.
所以我们受洗以后就跟耶稣在一起。
So after we have baptized, we are with Christ.
因为我们是耶稣的跟随者。
Because we are the follower of Christ.
那我们祷告求圣灵。
So when we kneel down and pray for the Holy Spirit,
圣灵就要进到我们的内心。
The Holy Spirit will abide.In our hearts,
让我们明白他的话
to allow us to understand the word of God.
我们才能够做审判工作，才能够分别是非善恶。
Then we can do the work of judgment, and we can differentiate what is good and what is bad.
那才能够名副其实的与基督耶稣一同作王。
Then we can be assured that we are reigning with Christ.
好，那进到第二个主题。
So we enter into the second theme.
那一千年是从什么时候开始
？So when did the thousand years started?
那请看第五节啊，启示录二十章第五节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20 verse 5.
启示录二十章第五节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 5.
啊，这是头一次的复活啊，就是与基督一同作王的人啊，这是第一次的复活。其余的死人还没有复活，要只等到那一千年完的啊。所以这边有一个一千年的开始，也有一千年的结束。
So here it mentionsThe beginning of the thousand years as well as the ending of the thousand years.
那一千年开始就是头一次的复活，是一千年开始。
So before the beginning of the thousand years, it is the first resurrection.
要与基督啊一同作王，从那个作王的那一点开始，就是与基督一同作王。
Because at the beginning of the first thousand years, it is the time when we started to reign with Christ.
这对我们来说啊，什么时候我们复活呢？第一次复活啊。
So when is our first resurrection?
就是与基督同死同埋葬同复活，那个时候就是复活啊。
So it is during baptism when we die with Christ and resurrect with Christ.
所以那一点就是我们与基督一同作王的开始。
So during the point of baptism is the start. It is the time that we reign with Christ.
啊，那什么时候结束呢
？So when did it end?
啊，我们在第五节再读一次哈。
We shall continue to read verse 5.
其余的死人还没有复活啊！那其余的死人就是已经死了的人啊。我们比如说，我们现在信耶稣，对不对哈？我们现在信耶稣了啊！我们现在已经复活了，与基督一同同死同埋葬同复活，已经复活了。
So we have believed in Christ, it, and we have been baptized. So we have died with the Lord and resurrected with Christ.
那我的爸爸，我的父亲呢、啊？他已经过世了。
So as for my father, he has passed away.
啊，他还是与基督一同作王一千年以前呢、啊。
So he has already reigned with Christ.
那他已经死了。说其余的死人说，其余的死人也是包括我父亲呢。
So here it mentioned that, it mentioned the rest of the dead. This includes my father.
他因为受洗归入耶稣基督的名下，所以他也是复活过了，有第一次的复活。
Because he had been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, which means that he had the first resurrection.
但是呢，他们现在还没有复活，还没有复活，就是这个第二个复活，这个。 其余的死人还没有复活，就是指的主耶稣要再临以前，主耶稣要降临的时候，主耶稣要再临那个的复活，第二次的复活。
So the date here refers to after you have your first resurrection and you die, you have not started your second resurrection.
不然的话，这里死了的人啊，死了的人，哎，死了的人，以前的古信徒他们死了。
So this rest of the date refers to the saints in the old times.
但是他们还没有复活啊。
But they have,
耶稣因为耶稣还没来啊。
Because the second coming of Christ has not come, which is why they have not resurrect again.
所以第六节
so in verse 6,
在头一次复活有份的有福人头一次所以复活有两次才叫做第一次头一次跟第二次的
So blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection
有头一次的话就有第二次不然就不需要说有头一次的
So you have the first resurrection if you have a first resurrection it means that you have a second resurrection or else there will not be a term save the first resurrection as and the second resurrection
那就好像第六节一样啊第六节这个死啊也是有第一次的死和第二次的死
just like in verse 6 it mentioned about the first death and the second death
因为第一次的死啊就是亚当夏娃他们吃善果以后那个死啊所以以后的人啊就是死啊
so the first death refer to the moment that Adam and Eve sinned against God and they havedie in sin and the first step started from there
那因为基督耶稣啊为我们流出宝血我们相信他受洗
but because of the Lord Jesus Christ he has sacrificed himself for us and we have been baptized
那我们就得救我们就复活了
so we are saved and we receive the first
那这个复活叫做第一次的复活
so this is the first resurrection
所以第一次的复活啊，有福了
so those who take part in the first resurrection blessedIs he?
那第二次的死在他们身上就没有权柄。
Second death has no power on them.
那第二次的死啊，就是永死。
The second death refers to eternal death.
所以我们就可以知道啊，这个一群人结束了，一群人结束了，那些人要复活。
一千人
结束的时候， 那些人就会复活啊。
So we know that at the end of 1,000 years, this group of people will resurrect.
因为第五节说啊，只等到那一千人完了，就说这些人。没有复活，还没复活，那要什么时候再复活呢？只等到那一千完了，所以那一千完了的时候啊，这些死去的人就要复活。
So the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years. It means that those people who had the first resurrection and died, but they will resurrect again the second time at the end of the first at the end of the 1,000 years.
啊，所以这是圣经告诉我们呢。
So this is what is recorded in the Bible.
啊，虽然外面有很多各种不同的学说
，and there are a lot of ways to interpret this.
但圣经告诉我们很清楚。
But the Bible tells us very clearly.
啊，第五节再念一次。
And we shall read verse 5 again.
这是与基督一同作王的人呐、啊，都是第一次复活。
So they who have lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
那其余的死人呢、啊，还没有复活。
This is the first resurrection.
只等到那一千年完了。
But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 year were finished.
所以说那一千年完了的时候啊，那些人会复活啊。
So at the end of the 1,000 years, the people will resurrect again.
那复活要做什么？就要进行审判呢、啊。
So what will happen after the resurrected? They will enter into judgment.
所以一千年什么都结束。
So when will the 1,000 year end?
就是主耶稣来的时候。
That is the second coming of Christ.
那主耶稣降临呢、啊，是一个时间。
The second coming of Christ is a period of time.
那为什么圣经就一千年，不用两千年，还是不用五百年
？Why is it that the Bible uses 1,000 years instead of 500 years or 2,000 years?
好，请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
65章。
Isaiah chapter 65.
以赛亚书65:17。
Isaiah 65:17.Isaiah 65 verse 17.
65:17啊，一直念啊，念到啊20节。
Isaiah 65:17-20. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing, and her people a joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping.Shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed.
好，这边提到新天新地。
Here it talks about the new heavens and the new earth.
啊，新天新地什么时候实现呢
？So when did this new heaven and new earth start to materialize.
啊，圣经告诉我们了，我们自从接触基督耶稣以后，我们就是一个新人了。
So the Bible tells us that the moment we receive Christ, we become a new creation.
以前的事情已经过去了。
The old thing has passed.
我们原来信耶稣以后
because we have believed in Christ Jesus.
我们就被更新了。
We have been renewed.
我们的内心就被改造了。
So our heart has been renewed.
因为主耶稣把他的平安跟喜乐放在我们的心里。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has given us a heart of peace and joy.
有他作为我们依靠。
He became, we can rely on him.
所以一切悲伤啊、愁苦、怨叹都已经过去了。
So all sorrows and all depression has departed from us.
一切都是新的。
Because all things are new.
我们接受耶稣基督，一切都是新的。
After we received Christ Jesus, everything has become new.
那二十节哈。
Let's then read verse 20.
说其中没有数入夭亡的婴孩，也没有数数不完的老者，因为百岁死的能算。孩童有百岁死的罪人呢，算被作主。
So no more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed.
所以在新天新地的人呢，人可以很长寿了。
So in under new heavens and new earth.Men can live for a long time.
那并不是说信耶稣的人啊，他们就会活到一百岁。
It doesn't mean that for Christians they will live up to 100 years old.
而是说信耶稣的人啊，他们的寿数啊，他们可以活得很好，有意思的。
It just means that the life of a Christian he can lead a good life.
他们每一天都是很充实的。
So every day they lead a very fulfilling life.
他们没有浪费任何一天。
They did not waste any day.
他们没有任何一天是充满着愁烦恼苦的。
And they did not have a day that is filled with depression or sorrows.
因为新天新地，他们内心都被改造了。
Because under the new heavens and the new earth, they are a new being.
所以说，一百岁死的人呢，还算孩童。
So those who die 100 years old is considered a child.
那旧约时代有个最长寿的，就是马图撒拉，活到将近1000岁啊。
So the person who lived the longest is Matusalah. He lived almost 1,000 years old.
啊，969岁啊。
So he lived right.
再加上30几年，就是。1000岁
So he lived to the year. He lived 969 years.
所以是告诉我们。
So it tells us.
我们真的只要是在还活着的时候，能够接受耶稣基督。
That if we are able to receive Christ Jesus when we are alive.
我们就已经进入永恒的。
We have already entered into eternity.
过着在地如在天的生活。
We are living on earth, but as though we are living in heaven.
那主耶稣也说啊，这个信耶稣的人啊，信他的人。不会死的。
And the Lord Jesus Christ also says that those who believe in Him shall not die.
那我们的离世啊，基督徒的死就好像睡觉一样。
Because the death of a Christian can be likened to one who is sleeping.
那在末日必须要复活。
So in the last day He shall resurrect.
啊，使徒行传那边也告诉我们讲，以后呢，不管善人恶人都要复活接受审判。
In Acts it also tells us that irregardless whether we are righteous or unrighteous, we shall receive judgment.
所以一千年呢、啊，这是一个时候，并不是真正是一千年。
So a thousand year is a period of time. It doesn't mean that there is an actual a thousand years.
那这一千年过去以后
，So after the passing of the thousand years，
那什么时候会结束啊？什么时候主耶稣什么时候来
？So when will it end and when is the second coming of Christ？
就没有人知道啊。
Nobody knows。
因为主耶稣他说啊，我也不知道啊，只有父知道。
Because Christ Himself says that He doesn't know the date。Except
连子都不知道啊
，so even the son do not know，
只有父知道
，only the father know。
所以，只要是有人很确定的说，那一千年到底是什么时候，某年某月，这也是不准的，因为主耶稣说他不知道，他没有告诉我们呢、啊。
Because if someone were to say that he knows a certain date and time that Christ Jesus, the second coming of Christ will come, it is not a fact, it's not accurate because even Christ Jesus Himself doesn't know the date。
那箴言那边说哈，把事情隐藏是神的荣耀。
And in Proverbs it says that to hide the truth of the matter it is the glory of God.
所以这是神的奥秘啊。
So this is the mystery of God.
他没有让我们知道。
He did not allow us to know.
那为什么没有让我们知道？
Why is it that he doesn't allow us to know the day?
那让我们知道的话，很多人都是最后一天才来信耶稣的。
Because if he were to allow us to know that particular day, every one of us will believe in Jesus Christ.
因为信耶稣以后，以前的罪都被赦免了。
Because the moment we believe in Christ, all our sin has forgiven.
那天大家会很忙啊。
Because on the day,
将会忙不过来。你看，要那么几百万个人要接受洗礼啊。
Because on that day, every churches will be busy because they have to start baptizing people.
我们 Houston 教会忙不过来啊。
So the church in Houston will.
外面大排长龙。
Because there will be a large queue outside.
可是神讲隐藏起来。
But because Jesus Christ, God, hide.
不让我们知道。
He doesn't allow us to know.
所以说要叫我们啊，随时随地啊，在警醒啊，警醒预备。
So we can be vigilant, at all times.
所以这是一个时期。
So this is a period of time.
啊，什么时候？真正的结束啊，我们不知道是确定哪一天。
So we do not know which actual day the thousand year will end.
大家我们知道啊，那个时间结束的时候。
But we know at the end of the thousand years.
就是主耶稣快来了。
It is the time the second coming of Christ.
再看启示录的二十章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20.
第七节。
Verse 7. Revelation chapter 20 verse 7. Now when the thousand years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison.
第八节。
Verse 8. And will go out to deceive nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle. Those number is as the sand of the sea.
念到第十节。
Verse 10. They went up, to verse 10. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
他说一千年结束了，要发生什么事情
？So at the end of the thousand year, what will happen?
啊，撒旦呢就从监牢里面被释放出来。
Satan will be released from his prison.
啊，现在这个期间呢，还是有还是被捆绑啊。
So during this period of time, Satan is still being bound.
那被释放跟被捆绑到底是有什么不一样呢
？So what is the difference, when Satan is being bound and when Satan is being released?
那被释放的时候，这个人心啊会变得很恶。
So when Satan is being released, the hearts of men will grow evil.
因为撒旦已经到他的末期啊。
Because devil has reached the end stage of his.
那神呢任凭他们与信徒征战。
So God allowed them to fight against the Christian.
伯罗大河的河水干了。
So, and the Euro River, Great River Euphrates will dry up.
那伯罗大河就是保护用的，就是作为保护啊。
Because the River Euphrates is used as a protection barrier.
伯罗大河也是那以色列的国境啊，国境。
And the River Euphrates is also the boundary of Israel.
那河水干了，敌人就可以走过来呀。
So when the River Euphrates dry up, the enemy can march in.
所以伯罗大的河水干了，就表示这个保护已经没有了。
So when the river Euphrates has dried up, it means that the protection barrier has vanished.
那神就任凭魔鬼与圣徒征战。
And God will allow the Satan to have a war against the Christians.
那就是大逼迫啊，大考验呢。
That is a great tribulation.
可是那个时间会很短。
But that period of time will be very short.
因为主是他自己说过啊。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ himself said.
那个时间不，假如不缩短的话，很少人能够站立得住的。
Because if the time is not shortened, there will be many will not be able to withstand it.
啊，这个时期很快呀。
And this is a very short period of time.
啊，结局就像第十节所说的。
And it is just like what is written in.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼啊，被扔在火湖的火里，这就是受害假先知所在的地方，他们必受咒诅，受痛苦，直到永永远远。那这样就结束了。
So the ending of this will be the devil who deceived them will cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are and there will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
那这是神计划的一个蓝图。
So this is a blueprint that God himself has planned.
那一个很正确的时间点在什么时候没有人知道。
But nobody knows the exact time.
但是我们所知道的是什么呢
?But what do we know?
我们所知道就是我们与基督一同作王。
What we know is that we will reign with Christ.
那直到我们离开世界的那一天
，We will reign with Christ till the day that we depart from this world。
所以我们做事要做不能够离开我们岗位啊。
So the moment we got baptized, we should not depart from our position。
因为我们的身份是很特殊的啦。
Because our status is very special。
你看与基督一同作王。
Because we will reign with Christ。
我们身份是很荣耀的。
And we have a very glorious status。
我们在审判世人的。
We are to judge。The world,
要审判十二个支派
to judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
我们有神的道理
we have the word of God.
所以我们要多读圣经才能够真正与神的应许说要与基督一同作王来相称
so we have to read the Bible so that we can fulfill the duty of reigning with Christ.
我们要多读圣经的本身啊，不是外面很多书，外面很多书有时候是 不正确的。
So when we read the Bible, we should not read the reference book from other churches.
标准答案在圣经。
The correct answer should be read from the Bible.
那只要对圣经没有很了解的话，很容易被误导。
If you are not very well versed with the Bible, you'll be easily misled.
因为所有的事情的答案就在圣经里头。
Because everything, all the truth is written in the Bible.
所以我们要勤读圣经。
So we have to study the Bible diligently.
这样才能够与基督一同作王一千年。
Then we can reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
那我们要警醒，要预备。
So we have to be vigilant and to prepare ourselves.
我们不要离开这个岗位。
We should not depart from our position.
我们准备啊，主耶稣再来的那一天。
So we have to prepare ourselves for the second coming of Christ.
那主耶稣再来对我们来说是哪一天
？So the second to us, when is the second coming of Christ?
啊，比较保险说法。
More.
就是我们离开世界那一天呢。
Another way of saying it is the day that we depart from this world is the second coming of Christ.
因为我们离开世界那一天，我们就再没有机会悔改了。
Because the day that we depart from this world, we can no longer,
没有机会悔改。
We do not have the chance to regret our sin.
所以那一天就要决定我们到底是可以上天堂还是下地狱。
So on that day, it will determine whether we will go to heaven or go to hell.
那神现在有我们的时间呢
？So God has given us time.
好像启示录头几章所记载的，就是要我们一定要彻底的悔改。
Just like what is recorded in the first few chapters of Revelation, so that we can completely pray for forgiveness.
那预备那一天的来临呢
？To repent and to wait for the day to arrive.
因此我们不能够说啊，反正现在时间还早。
And we cannot say that.The time is still early for us.
等到耶稣来了那一天，我就来做预备。
So I will prepare myself on the day Jesus Christ comes.
什么时候要来，我们是不知道的。
Because we do not know when is the second coming of.
就好像哪一天我们要离开世间，我们是不知道的。
Just like we do not know when is the day that we depart from this world.
所以我们的本分是什么
？So what is our responsibility?
好，请看马太福音。
Matthew.
马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
42节。
42.Matthew chapter 24, verse 42. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming.
44节.
Verse 44. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
好，那主要就在24章的时候就讲到世界末日的事情。
So in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus Christ talked about the signs of the last days.
啊，讲完以后，主耶稣就要做一个结论总结。
So, after he has mentioned about.After he has talked about the last days, he came to a conclusion.
所以42节就是第一个结论。
So verse 42 is the first conclusion.
所以你们要警醒。
Watch therefore.
因为你们主哪一天来到，你们是不知道的。
For you do not know what hour your Lord is coming.
那第二个结论。
The second conclusion.
44节。
Verse 44.
所以你们也要预备。
You also be ready.
因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
所以我们的工作就是要警醒跟预备。
So our job is to watch as well as to be prepared.
那我们既然明白圣经的道理
，So since we understand the truth from the Bible,
外面很多神学家在争论说，千禧年呢、啊，一千年到底是哪时候说开始，哪时候结束
？So there are a lot of theologians in the world that are debating when is the beginning of the thousand year, when is the ending of the thousand year.
我们都不用去烦恼这个。
So we need not have to pay any attention to this.
我们的本分就是要警醒，要预备。
What we need to do is to be watchful as well as to be prepared.
人家在想不到的时候，他就来了。
Because at the Son of Man will come at an hour we do not expect.
哪一天我们病倒了，离开世间了
？We do not know which day that we'll get sick and depart from this world.
叫热心啊，叫没机会了。
And we can no longer be active in church.
因为神已经给我们机会了。
Because God has given us the opportunity.
现在就是机会。
Now is the time.
所以现在就要悔改。
So now we have the opportunity.
现在就要警醒，就要预备。
So now we have to be watchful and be vigilant and prepare ourselves.
好，那同时呢，我来解答这个信徒的问题啊。
So I will answer some of the question posed by some of the members.
好，请看《生命记》。
Listen to Deuteronomy.
我想他的问题也是大家的问题。
So I believe his or her question is also.Our question.
那这是 Iris 问的，他人不在啊。
So this is a question posed by Sister Iris.
所以希望 Greg 能够替他听啊。
And hope that our brother Greg will listen for her.
来啊，《生命记》。问题是什么？我念啊，《生命记》第六章。
So Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六章申命记第六章的十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 12。
十六节。
Oh, verse 16.
第六章十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 16. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah.
所以他的问题是什么是不可试探呢、啊？试探神是什么意思、啊、
？So her question is, what do you mean by temptation, and what do you mean by do not tempt the Lord?
啊，他意思就是说，像以前基甸神叫他去带领百姓去攻打敌人那他求一些征兆这个羊毛要湿，那旁边没有湿，还是说羊毛干，那旁边都很湿有露水他要求一个这个征兆，那这样子是不是试探神的意思？
So, in the Old Testament, there's a person by the name of Gideon. When the Lord Jesus, when God called out to him, Gideon asked for the signs from God, asked for signs from God, and he wanted a sign that some of the fur, a part of the fur be wet, the other part is not wet. So, is this asking sign from God as tempting God?
那神啊，神赐给我们人间有两条的定律啊。
God has given us two conditions.
Two laws.
Two laws.
那第一个是自然律。
First is the natural law.
我们叫做 physical law.
Or the physical law.
那第二个是 moral law, 这个道德律。
So the second is the moral law.
好。那假如这个自然律，所谓自然律就是说假如我从上面这个屋顶这个屋顶我看是大概不知道几尺高十尺、二十尺、三十尺高。
So, according to the physical law, if we were to say that the height of this building is about 30 feet,
我爬上去,
and I climb it up to the top,
然后跳下来,
and I to jump, if I were to jump down,
那我会怎么样?
What will happen to me?
可能手脚会断, 对不对?
So, I may break my bones.
那就再往上爬,
if I were to climb higher,
就是爬到这个75尺那么高,
if I'm climbed to the height about 75
feet, 那跳下来,
if I were to jump down,
那会怎么样?
What will happen to me?
可能会死啊，对不对
？I will die
啊，会死亡啊。
So I will die。
这个叫做自然律啊。
So this is the physical law。
这个不用谁教，这你上面跳，小孩子他，你说你下去，他会怕怕。连我家的狗啊，你说把它推下去，狗会往后退啊，它怕死啊。
So this
连狗都怕死，何况人
？So this is a natural law that everybody know. Even a kid or a dog, if you were to bring them up to a certain height and you were to ask them to jump down, they will retract.
你说爬上去没关系啊，神会保护我。
And if you were to climb up all the way,
哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，碰头了，别这样跳下来。
And if you climb up to a height of 75 feet and you pray to God, Hallelujah.In the name of Jesus Christ, I jump down.
会不会摔死啊？会还是摔死啊
？You will still die.
因为你在试探神啊。
Because you are tempting God.
神已经给我们自然律。
God has given us some physical law.
人的身体结构是有限的。
And there is a limit in the constitution of a person.
不能够 against， 不能够违反这个定律啊。
And we cannot go against this physical law.
比如说这个，我们人所能够吃的是有限啊，你乱吃东西。
For example, that we can only eat a certain amount of food, and we eat it, and we do not take care of our diet.
我们吃，不用吃太饱，这个不好啊。
And if we overeat, it is not good for us.
所以吃 buffet 要节制的。
So if we were to go to buffet, we have to limit ourselves.
这个是 against 那个乱，你不说感谢主，我们都默祷了，这个平安无事的。
So we cannot say that if after we pray to God, we can go against this physical law.
这个是一个智慧。
So this is a wisdom.
那再来是道德律。
The second law is a moral law.
已经有妻子的人
，a person who has a wife，
他去外面找女人。
And if he were to go outside and find another woman，
这个三岁孩子，你问他说你问他说，假如你爸爸再去外面找一个妈妈女人这样子对不对？三岁孩子他说这 no， 这样不对。三岁孩子他都知道。
So if you were to ask a three-year-old child that。If your father were to go outside to find another mother, would you be agreeable? The three-year-old child would tell you no.
这个是道德律。
This is the moral law.
那只要是已经知道的事情，再去犯，再去故意要 against 他，那就是试探神了。
If you know of this moral law and you still go against this moral law, you are tempting God.
那基甸基甸当时的情形。
So, for the situation of Gideon.
因为那是。对人间来讲那是不你因为你要以少你是本来是很弱的民族本来是被欺负的民族你是没有几个人现在呢有那个很强大的敌人要来侵犯你要来跟你打仗。
Because Gideon belongs to a very weak group, and they do not have any army, but they were to face against a very strong army from their enemy.
所以他害怕是正常的。
So it is logical for him to be afraid.
因为这是人啊，与生会怕碰到很困难的问题，碰到这个很大的敌人啊，当然是会害怕。
If a person faced with a great difficulty, or if a person were to face with a great enemy, he will naturally feel afraid.
因为用人间的方法没有办法，用人间的方法没有办法去克服这种困难。
Because if a person were to use all his strength, he will not be able to overcome this difficulty.
那假设人能够克服的话，那就不需要神啊。
If he is able to overcome this difficulty, he need not have to rely on God.
所以人以人的方法是不可能去克服这种困难的。
So looking from the means of man, it is he will not be able to overcome this difficulty.
因为圣经说啊，当时以色列百姓没有铁器，因为他们要打铁器的话，还要跑到非利士人那边去。
Because during that time, the Israelites do not have any metal. If they need any metal, they have to go to the land of Philistines.
锄头啊，铲子啊，锅啊，这些铁器东西啊，都要跑去腓力斯那边去 order.
So, for any of their container or that is made of metal, they have to go to the land of Philistines to acquire them.
所以他们都没有什么铁器，怎么可以去打仗啊？
So they do not have any metals. How are they able to fight against the enemy?
好，在这种情况之下，神说。你要带领百姓啊！你要拯救你的百姓，你要拯救以色列百姓。
So under this kind of situation, God told Gideon that you have to protect your people.
那他说：“神啊，我怎么有办法去呀、啊、
？”Which is why Gideon says, "How, O God, how can I able to go against the enemy?"
啊，那故事啊，我们看圣经就是说啊，神就安慰他。
Which is why in the Bible, God comforted Gideon.
然后他也在求神啊，什么证据呀、啊、
？And Gideon, in return, asked signs from God.
说那个啊，他的情节啊，我们就知道，就是跟我们刚刚所讲的啊，就不算是啊，在试探神。
So from his situation, and if we were to compare the earlier example that I've given you, we can know that Gideon did not tempt God.
好，那他的第二个问题啊。
So the second question.
来看列王记上。
Let's turn to First Kings.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
列王记上第二章
First King chapter 2
列王记上第二章的十九节
First King chapter 2 verse 19 Bathsheba therefore went to King Solomon to speak to him for Adonijah and the king rose up to meet her and bowed to her and sat down on his throne and a throne set for the king's mother so he sat on his right hand
一直到二十四节
till 24, verse 24Then she said, I desire one small petition of you. Do not refuse me. And the king said to her, Ask it, my mother, for I will not refuse you. And she said, Let Abishag the Shulamite be given to Adonijah, your brother, as wife. And King Solomon answered and said to his mother, Now why do you ask Abishag the Shulamite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also, for he is my older brother, for him and for Abadiah the priest and for Joab the son of Jeruiah.Then King Solomon swore by the Lord, saying, May God do so to me for and more also, if Adonijah has not spoken this word against his own life. Now, therefore, as the Lord lives, who has confirmed me and set me on the throne of David, my father, and who has established a house for me, as he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death today.
好，那这边呢，他的问题啊是。一般的人啊，说所罗门很孝敬他的妈妈。
So, for most people says that Solomon is very
honor his
mother.
那一般是引用啊十九节到二十一节的。
So they make use of chapter 2, verse 19 to verse 21.
因为这个八十。八十八去见所罗门的时候，所罗门呢、啊、就为他特殊一个座位给他坐。
Shows that from verse 19 to verse 21 shows that Solomon honored her mother by arranging a special seat beside him.
而且呢，他也答应他的妈妈说：“我必不推辞。
”And he also promised his mom that he will not refuse anything from his mom.
那结果 他所请求的这个别示巴所请求的啊，刚好相反。
But whatever Bathsheba has requested, it went the other way.
因为他不但没有把苏甸的这个女孩子啊，给亚比撒给亚多尼亚做妻子，反而把亚多尼亚杀了。
So Solomon here actually goes against his own word. Not only did he not give Adonijah what he has asked for, he actually ordered to kill Adonijah.
那问题是说这样子。所罗门王还算是很尊敬、啊、他的妈妈吗
？So, in this incident, can we consider that King Solomon is one who honors his mother?、
啊、大家觉得怎么样
？So,
虽然是这样的，所罗门王是不是还是很孝顺妈妈
？So, do you think that King Solomon still honors his mother?、
啊、林动呢，这样子还是很孝顺的情绪说有没有
？So, who thinks that she Solomon honors his mother?
虽然他杀死亚多尼亚，还是很孝顺呢。
Although he has killed Adonijah, is he still honor? Does he consider as honoring his mother?
啊，那你认为这样子怎么算就孝顺？他妈妈的请求你也没有答应他，反正把他杀了哈。
So,
反正把这个亚多尼亚杀了。
So, and those who disagree that King Solomon honor his mother because King Solomon actually.Did not agree to the request of Bathsheba, but he actually has put to death Adonijah.
啊，那所以我们认为啊，他不孝顺啊，请举手有没有
？Those who thinks that
所以他是不孝顺。
Those who thinks that King Solomon is
不孝顺哦，is, 不，他不孝顺。有没有人觉得所罗门王他不孝顺
？Anybody thinks that Solomon does not order, did not honor his parents?
好，那我们再来往前看哈、啊，来看十五节。
Please read verse 15.
十五节、嗯、
Verse 15 Then he said You know that the kingdom was mine And all Israel had set their expectation on me That I should reign However the kingdom has been turned over And has become my brother's For it was his from the Lord
好那亚多尼亚、去见这个别示巴
So Adonijah went to see Bathsheba
那他先讲什么话他说你知道国原是归于我的以色列众人都仰望我做王
You know that the kingdom was mine and all Israel has set their expectation on me?
啊，假设你是所罗门王的话，听到这句话会怎么样
？So if you were King Solomon and you have heard of this from Adonijah, what would you do?
啊，假如大家听到这句话，你会很舒服，还是说啊，感谢主啊
？So would you say thank?
好像你心里面觉得怪怪的。
Would you feel something funny or would you feel that thanks? Would you give praise to God?
所以表示亚多尼亚还不服啊，对不对
？It means that Adonijah
他还不服啊，他心里面不服的。
Adonijah is did not have peace over what is over this。
他心里面还想当王啊。
Adonijah wanted to be king。
好，但是别示巴呢？因为是女生嘛，女生对政治比较没兴趣，所以她也大概比较没有概念，说她讲这句话的背后意思是什么
？Because Bathsheba has no concept of about politics, which is why she doesn't.Understand what Adonijah is saying.
那因为啊，这个别示巴在告诉所罗门王的时候，没有提到这个事情。他只是有一件事情啊，想要拜托你啊，他也没有提到这个事情。那、啊、当然，作为儿子的，当然要说啊，您讲我一定听的，您就尽量讲。
Because before, Bathsheba did not tell the king what she's going to speak.What is her request? Which is why it is natural for King Solomon to agree to whatever request his mom is asking.
这个就是试金石啊，就是他亚多尼亚就是要用这个事情来做一个试金石。那假设他答应的话，那他以后还可以来请求更多事情。所以就好像二十二节哈，所罗门王所说的。啊，所罗门王对他母亲说啊，为何单替他求苏甸的女子亚比撒呢？也可以为他求国啊，那以后就是真的要求国、啊。
So, Adonijah is using Bathsheba as a test case, so that he can make use of her to test out the situation whether it is favorable for him. Because later on, King Solomon said, "Why do you ask Abishag the Shulamite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also."
因为所罗门德国是出于神本身，它是出于神的意思。
Because King Solomon is able to become the king of Israel, it is out of the will of God.
那假设有一天啊，亚多尼亚要求国的话，这跟神的旨意互相违背。
So if one day Adonijah were to ask for the kingdom of from King Solomon, it is against the will of God.
所以要尊敬父母亲啊，尊敬父母亲是在神的旨意之下啊，要尊敬父母亲。
If you were to honor your parent, you have to honor your parent under the will of God.
我们请看以弗所书。
Just please turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以弗所书第六章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2. Honor your father and mother, for which is the first commandment with promise.
好，这边说啊，你们做儿女的要在主里，要在主里听从父母亲，在主里就是按照主的旨意来听从父母亲。
Children, obey your parent in the Lord, for this is right. So you have to obey your parent in the Lord.
那假设父母亲所出的意见，所做的事情啊，不合乎道理。
If whatever the actions of the parent is against the biblical teaching,
就当然了，也不能听啊。
We have to disobey them.
那么怎么办呢
？So what should we do?
Bottom line 还是要尊重啊 ，respect。你还在尊重他是我们的父母亲。
We at the bottom line we have to respect our parent.
啊，讲话不能够顶撞他们的。
So we should not go against them in our words.
所以我相信所罗门他还是尊敬他的妈妈。
And I believe that King Solomon still honor his mother.
但事情啊是归事情啊，尊敬妈妈还是要尊敬啊。
But the situation does not favor that, but he still honor his mother.
啊，那个不合法的事情啊，要慢慢说啊。
So the things that is against the law, we have to speak it slowly.
啊，比如说有人信耶稣啊，这个父母亲非常反对。
For example, if someone were to believe in Jesus Christ and your parents strongly disagree with that.
那是不是因为他们的反对就要屈服于他们，就不敢相信耶稣呢
？So should we listen to our parent and not to believe in Jesus Christ?
啊，信耶稣以后更要孝顺父母亲呢。
So after we have believed in Jesus Christ, we have to be even more obedient towards our parent.
但是他们的意境呢，因为他们不了解神啊，所以他们不知道我们要原谅他们呢。
So if whatever they do, it is against the will of God. We have to forgive them.
还要帮他们祷告。
And we have to pray for them.
但是还是要孝还是要尊重我们的父母亲。
But we still need to respect our parents.
啊，他们是生我们的，养我们的。
Because they actually raise us up.
所以所谓门王这件事情，应该是跟他的国度有关系。
Because as for King Solomon.Whatever his mother's request has to do with his kingdom,
所以他必须要把他治死啊。
Which is why he has to put Adonijah to death.
不然会影响以后的国度。
Or else it will affect his kingdom.
啊，那有没有问题
？So is there any more other questions?
那这个千禧年啊，这个千禧年啊，我们。啊，教会是说千禧啊，这个一千年呢、啊，是从一九一七年开始。
So, the beginning of the thousand year, our church says that it begins in 1917.
因为这个也不能说错了。
So we cannot say that this is.
因为事实上就是从耶稣基督才开始有这个事情啊。
But in actual fact, the more accurate version is that the beginning of the thousand years started from Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督。的国这个理念呢，是落实在教会里，在教会。
So the kingdom of God is established in the church.
在教会哈。
Is in the church.
所以在使徒时代呢，使徒时代就是这个使徒哈，圣灵降临以后，使徒们他们设立教会。
So during the Acts of the Apostle, the church is being established by the.
所以在教会里接受洗礼，在教会里得圣灵。
And they receive the Holy Spirit in the church, and they receive both baptism and Holy Spirit in the church.
然后以后啊，教会就要变质啊。
But later on, the church has degenerated.
所以真教会啊，就是复兴使徒时代啊，那个真教会。
So the true church is the church that is the revival of the apostolic church.
所以我们才说啊，从1917年开始啊，在现代我们就以现代的人来说是1917年。
Which is why we say that in modern times the thousand year begins in 1917.
那你要从神整个经纶来说，这是从耶稣开始。
If you were to look at it from the whole biblical history, the thousand years started from the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有耶稣的话就没有圣经啊。
Because without the Lord Jesus Christ, there will not be the.
没有耶稣就没有后半段这些什么都没有，什么都不用谈了。
Because without the Lord Jesus Christ, there will not be any New Testament. 啊，
那再具体一点。
And if you to put it something.
每一个人啊，就每一个人来说啊。
And if it is to narrow it down to every individual.
所以从整体从有三个层次来讲，第一个层次是从神的整个救赎经纶是从耶稣基督开始。
If you look at it from the whole biblical perspective.The thousand year begins the time that Jesus Christ has arrived.
那在这个时间空间之下啊，就从使徒教会教会开始，从使徒时代的教会开始。
So under this certain period of time and space, the thousand year begins during the apostolic time when the church is being established.
那从现在，在现在的角度，现在我们生活是。在二十一世纪的时代，说现在的话，从一九一七年开始。
If you look at it in a slightly narrower sense, from the 21st century, the thousand year begins in 1917. That is from the modern perspective.
那再把范围缩小。
If you were to narrow that to further,
啊，每个人信耶稣以后
，to every individual who has believed in Christ,
啊，就是开始一千年开始的。
That is the beginning of
就是要与耶稣基督一同作王的。
So that is the time that you reign with Christ for a thousand years.
好啊，有没有什么问题
？So is there any question？ 20:4, it mentioned that souls of those who have been beheaded for their witness to Jesus Christ and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their forehead or on their hands.
他们复活，这个圣经是说他们复活嘛，对不对？
So the Bible says that they have resurrected.
说这些人啊，那第四节下面说他们都复活了，与基督一同作王。以前说上面这些人都复活了。
So here later on it says they live and reign with Christ for a thousand years. It means that they have resurrected and reigned with Christ for a thousand years.
那这些人是包括哪些人呢
？So who belong to this group of people？
哎，这是个集合的，这个在神的大经纶里头啊，这个是一个大团体。
So this is a group of people.
来，我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的十二章
，Hebrews chapter 12，
二十二节
，verse 22。
希伯来十二章的二十二
，Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22。But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels。
二十三
，verse 23。To the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirit of just man made perfect。
所以你们来到神的喜悦山，永生神的城域，也就是天上、耶路撒冷，也就是教会了啊。这个是指的教会。
So this refers to the Church of God.
因为教会就是神的城域，也是天上、耶路撒冷。
Because the Church of God is Mount Zion as well as the heavenly Jerusalem.
哎，那这是神设立的教会啊。
So this is a church established by God.
啊，那里呢有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的审判被成立。啊，被成全之一人的灵魂啊，那这些人啊住在天上。
So this group of people reside in heaven.
啊，包括神，包括啊这个天使。
So this includes
包括得救的人。
Those who are be saved.
这是一个集合体，那部分时间空间呢、啊、
？The angels and Christ.
部分时间空间，啊、因为神在神看起来只有一啊。
So this is a general assembly that doesn't fall under the control of time.
在神看起来只有一个教会。
In the eyes of God, there is only one church.
虽然我们是经过很长时间的历史啊，历史的演变。
Although after a long period of history of changing,
但在神看起来只有一个。
But in the eyes of God, there is only one church.
在使徒时代的教会跟今天教会实际上只有一个，在神看起来是一个。
So in the eyes of God, the church in during the apostolic time and during our and the true church today's time context is only one church.
现在谁在那里呢？谁在那里？
So、
有名录在天上。就是我们呢、啊，我们都是啊，我们在天上受洗的人哈、啊，都是在天上啊。
So those who have their name registered then they will be in heaven.
说这不分属时代，不分现在，不分什么时候，凡是受过耶稣洗礼的人啊，得圣灵的人啊，就按照规矩啊行啊天父旨意的人啊，这些人都在天上。
So regardless whether you are from the apostolic time or from today's context, as long as you have believed in Jesus Christ and received the Holy Spirit, you have become this general assembly.
啊，还要包括谁呢？还要包括现在的现在肚子的孩子啊。
So it includes those.
虽然还没受洗，对，假如他要受洗的话，受洗那虽然说还没受洗，但是在神的经文来讲，神已经看到了。对神这个整个团体啊，神已经看到了，所以他在天上。
So it includes the unborn child because in the future the child is going to be baptized. So in the eyes of God, it is not controlled by time and space. So in the future, and if there's no time when God look into it, that infant belong to this assembly.
啊，这是一个很重要的。那我们再来看这个启示录。
So this is an important concept, and we shall continue to read Revelation chapter 20.
说这些人哈，这些人，
So this group of people,
啊，也是一个集合啊。
So it is a general assembly.
今天就是告诉我们啊，告诉我们，与基督一同作王的人，这些人。
So this group of assembly,
那他们是怎么样？他们是给耶稣做见证哈。
They will testify for God.
啊，为神的道被斩的。
And they have been
没有拜过塑像的。
And they have not worshipped the beast.
啊，手也没有受过他们印记的。
And they have not received any mark in their hands.
那这些人就复活了。
So this group of people will resurrect.
好。好，那有什么问题的话，我们会后再。可以提啊，我们假如对圣经有什么疑难的话，随时都可以提啊，随时都可以提。感谢主上艾瑞斯啊，他就 email 给我，那我就利用讲到时间跟大家解释啊，因为可能他有问题啊，其他的人也是会有问题，只是没有注意到。
So, if you have any question, you can ask them later on after the service. And it is good that you have any question because if you have any question and you were to ask me, I will able to expound the mystery to you.
好，那我们再唱诗来结束。
We shall end
85首，85。
So we shall end the service with the hymn singing.